Welcome to the playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at the greatest stadium ever built. It's amazing what $5.5 billion can buy in the stadium, including a $1 billion screen. I wish it was on right now. We could watch Netflix or something interesting. But believe it or not, I have something more interesting than Netflix. I have a mentor, coach, and teacher of the world through experiences that most of us can't even imagine. When I came upon videos of Michael Jaco, all I had to say was, holy shit. I can't imagine the perspective that this man could share with me. The lessons that he learns from pushing himself and understanding the limitations of the human body and also the nationalism, the true freedom and what it takes to put your life on the line. That's what Michael Jaco initially meant to me. And having him on the podcast is an honor, something as I get to experience the people that I want on my podcast. What an honor it is to have a true American hero. Michael Jaco, welcome to the playbook.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, as always, thank you for your service. I talk about America, and whether it's the country or the nation, as your wife likes to put it, and I always love to align with what people want to label things as. But this is the greatest nation that has ever been created, and I believe that ever will be created. And the example or the reason that I believe it is this land of opportunity still. It's a land of equal opportunity, does not mean easy opportunity. But when I say equal opportunity, it's not equal to everyone, but the opportunity is there. Some people have to work harder for it. Some people don't have to work at all for it. But it's the only nation in the world where you could have absolutely nothing, be living on the street with mental disease, with physical disease, and you have an opportunity in only this nation to be the best in the world or whatever it is you want to be. You have that opportunity, not equal in the way that I would love it to be, that everyone has the same opportunity. But I promise you, if you have a desire that a Michael Jaco can instill in you, you can take advantage of that opportunity. You put your life on the line for so many years so that I can share that opportunity with others. What was it growing up or within your constitution or calling that took you to a point where you had no problem putting your life on the line to afford all of us that opportunity?
So growing up, I was a sickly kid and almost died several times. And I remember being in the bed and an angel would show up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to live because the angel's here. Protect me. That happened several times. And then this huge angel came in and communicated to me when I was sick one time. And it usually lasts about a week. And my mom would be there, you know, watching over me. But this huge angel came in and said, and communicated to me that this is the last time you're going to be sick like this. And it was. It was the last time I was sick. So from that experience, it carried over into every aspect of my life. I was, football star in high school. I wanted to, go into the pros and go to college, go to the pros. And there was another thing that I wanted to do when I was a little kid was be a Navy SEAL. And so I had that desire, both those desires. And it just came to me that you're going to be a Navy SEAL. You're not going to be a football star. And I was like, very good then. And so I started to listen very early on to God.
And you have evolved into being one of the leaders in understanding intuition.
Yes.
Both of us can remote view. I'm a quantum healer and do body scans and past life regressions and a variety of things that I didn't believe when I was little. One of the remarkable things of your story is that you spoke with angels at a very young age. But I believe I didn't as well, but I didn't believe it. Right. I just doubted it, dismissed it. And I know from the experiences that I have here now later on in my life that what I experienced at a young age, different things, including astral projection, for example, I experienced that at a young age and just thought it was a dream. What do you think the differentiator between you and I is that I refused, like most people, to believe it. I interfered with it. I just thought it was a dream. And now that I know how that all works, I realize what I experienced compared to you. You saw angels and you just believed it. And then you started to utilize it better and better through the years with your intuition and your education intelligence.
Yeah, definitely. And I remember going through SEAL training. I would get cold. I mean, the wind blow, I get cold. And so in SEAL training, you have to go through, get into the water, which is super cold, like super cold. I mean, incredibly cold. So I would be around all my buddies and we would be like, you know, keeping each other warm and stuff. And they recognized, there's a weakness. And so they put me aside and get in the water by yourself. And so I just went into this state of consciousness, kind of like when I saw the angels and so forth. It's a mental state, very relaxed, very meditative. And I just went in that and I said, this is not going to affect me. This is not going to affect me. And I just went in that state. And I never had a problem with the cold again. And so just went on with life. But eventually it got to the point where after SEAL training and SEAL teams and going into combat experiences in the SEAL teams, and then going into the CIA, taking it to another level again, I was overseas. And so I was protecting Ambassador Bremer. And I was part of the main team that was protecting him in Iraq. And I remember waking up and thinking about astral projections. And I'm like, I'm floating. I was like, oh, I always wanted to have one of these astral projections.
Right.
And I always heard that look back down in your body so you know you're astral projecting and you'll get more connection. So I did that and I was dead. I was blown to pieces. And I'm like, no, I don't have an astral projection. I'm dead. I'm out of my body. I'm leaving. And then I got this feel, and I look up, and there's Archangel Michael. And I didn't even know it was Archangel Michael at the time. I, you know, reviewed, and I was like, oh, this is Archangel Michael. And so, huge angel. I mean, imagine from wall to wall, the wingspan. My body's down here. I'm looking down at my body, and then I look up, there's Archangel Michael. Huge angel. Kind of like what I saw when I was a little boy. Same angel, I think. And I got love came into my eyes. And it's like every cell in my body lit up with love. And I was like, boom, back in time, back in my body. And I sat up and there was a huge explosion in the distance. And it was like the angel saved my life and put me back in my body. And so later, I'm driving down the road and I'm in Iraq for a long time, you know, keeping people safe because I could remote view. And I remote viewed attack before they would happen, you know, in the future. And I would keep my teams from going out and getting blown up. And they didn't know I was doing that. I kept it secret. You know, I was like, guys, we need to work on the cars, you know. Let's not go out now. And there'd be a huge explosion. And everybody, like, guys started to notice, like, do you know stuff? I'm like, yeah. But it was from the angel experience that it went to another level. So it wasn't just a remote viewing. It wasn't just looking at the timeline. It was also going to the next level where we're driving out from Saddam Hussein's palace and going into what we call the red zone, which is this Qadisha highway where hundreds of people had died, you know, blown up and stuff. So I'm like, all right, I didn't do my remote view. And we're coming out into the red zone on the highway. And I got, oh my God, they're going to blow us up. I can feel it. And then I got sent out of the thought of love, just like I'd gotten from Archangel Michael. All that love. And I was like, what? Because I didn't believe it. I was like, what? It's like, send it out. It's like, you know, me being in the SEAL teams, telling the guys, all right, you got to do this. You got to lift the log and blah, blah, blah. So it was like that came through to me. I was like, okay. So I sent out the thought of love as if every cell in my body was sending it out, just like I'd been, you know, empowered with Archangel Michael. And so I'm like, we're going to get hit. And then it started to dissipate. And it's like, oh. And it dissipated and we're driving on the road and then it was gone. So we got to our home base on the other side of Qadisha Highway at the airport where we're going to pick some people up. And they said, are you guys okay? I was, yeah, of course we're okay. You know, it's like, well, there was a group out there that just got blown up. And it's like, it's one of our groups. And it's like, yeah. When did you guys leave? And we told them, it's like, they came out right after you. So we weren't a target because of that love vibration. That love vibration. The strongest force in the universe. We all have heard this. I didn't believe it, but I'd used it. And from that point on, I started using it, and it was unbelievable.
So I've studied for over 20 years now frequency of vibration, completely resistant when I was exposed to it, fearful to understand it or to admit that I understood it. And today, you and I both work within the world of frequency of vibration. In fact, we both work with a company called Lightwave. I have a wave watch. I won't tell you a ridiculous story. I got in trouble for telling it because it has penile support on it. I didn't know that it moved through the different modes of the watch in the middle of the day. And my wife's like, what the heck's going on? We're watching football, not porn. But the shit works. It works. That's how you tell a story without telling the story, see? Bucky O'Neill's in the back, and we work very closely together. And he really concentrates and focuses in the infinite side and makes you very comfortable with all these things that you're talking about. The amount of people here were like, what? And my job is to help utilize it in the real world.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you, is that you have this innate ability to understand these things, not project it or resist it, and then actually use it to save lives.
Right.
You know, something far greater than just making a lot of money, which I use it for, and help people do that, and then help people and have fun. So with LifeWave, for example, it gives the gift that's most important in life, which is life, health.
Right.
I love to tell people, when you're healthy, you get everything that you want, which is wishes and hopes and dreams and prayers. And if you're not healthy, you only have one wish, one dream, one prayer. And so it's a very valuable tool that you're using, and you use it to save lives. How do you best describe to the resistant, normal person like me, when I was seeking great success and fame and money, that this stuff, like Einstein said, literally, frequency will heal all.
Yeah.
Frequency, and that's what LifeWave does. It heals through frequency. How do we make this acceptable?
Very good. Very good question. So, again, back to my time in the service and in the military and in combat zones within the CIA, I learned that staying in that love vibration will keep me safe. And that
528 frequency, for those that don't know, right? Love
very good.
At 528.
Absolutely. So it's literally a frequency.
Yeah. You can literally measure love.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely. And so I'm seeing guys that I work with over the time. They're angry. They're fearful. And we're like
the same, by the way. Anger and fear are the same frequency.
Yeah. It's a negative frequency. So there's a scale of consciousness, and that we stay within. All the guys that I saw over the years that were in fear and anger died in combat. So we would not let guys that had that within our group, because we're all focused, we're meditative guys. You know, we do exceptional well with everything that we do.
In the same measure, this holds true in business. You shouldn't surround yourself with people that have fear and anger. Because the same way, although your life is at jeopardy in the military, your success is at jeopardy in business if you allow those people to be in your relativity association or in your feedings leading relationship.
Yeah. And I just ate a sandwich from Ike's. And I was like, God, this is one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. And it's made with love, right?
Made with love.
I remember one time I went into a KFC and my wife Tracy was like, I don't want anything. I was like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something. I went in there they're arguing in there. I know better. I should have just walked right out. I got the food anyway, got sick. So you can ingest, you can take in. That's why we would not let negative people around us, because we would die. All right. So, I mean, your business will die. Maybe you won't do as well in school because you're surrounded with people that are negative. I mean, it works in every single way. So you have to stay within those frequencies. So LifeWave, I was drawn to it because David Schmidt, who created LifeWave, and he'll tell you, I got this from God. I'm like, what? Like, I'm with you. So I even have on plug my.
You used to have your mic off.
You used to have
it on. Why is that like me?
So I didn't have a patch on, which is basically an energy patch that David designed.
Which broke some. Can you get to worry about it?
That David designed for the Navy SEALs. And I'd heard about it when I was in Pakistan. So that low frequency vibration, I would use that to, if we were searching for some terrorist, I would send them love. And within a year, either they came to the light or they were gone. Because that frequency put up a frequency around them. They're negative. So they lose their power because I'm sending them love. And then they were gone. One of you know, Osama bin Laden. I worked on him for a year. And you're probably like, well, don't send love to me then. If I send love to everybody else here, which I do, I surround every place I go with love, you're going to be more empowered. You're protected. It's a vibrational field. So if I'm wearing a patch that's from God, that's designed to help you, like I'll give you some examples. I can't go too deep into some of this stuff, but there are women that were going to have babies that were, starts with down and ends with another word. They wore the patch and their babies were born normal. So there's people that have had those angry cells that kill you, wear the patch. Not everybody, but there are many that have testimony. I have them come on. Monday miracle show. Thousands of people have come on just on my show. There's millions and millions of people that use the patch. But a lot of these people turn those angry cells off and turn it around. There's people have been in hospital beds that are going, they can't even operate on them. They're going to die. Put the patch on them and the doctor comes back. It's like, it's a miracle. I can operate and save them. We have so many testimonials about that. It's unbelievable.
And I'm one of them. So when I was exposed, John showed me, he looked so great, right? And, you know, Dr. Boo, who you'll hear from, told me years ago about peptides and the positive and negative side of peptides. And, you know, I have been getting younger and losing weight consistently for a long time now. And my skin is different. You know, it's really funny. People are like, wow. You know, and whether it be Dr. Lee, normal people, man, you look great. I'm just not talking about the weight because anybody can take a Zepic. But I'm just talking about you look fit, more muscular, and your skin looks younger, all these things. And what happens is that I'm on peptides, but not from a doctor. I don't take shots of anything or supplements of it. The X39 patch that you guys gave me actually signals my body to create the peptides, the natural ones, as they're needed, because there's no greater machinery ever created, no greater technology. You think AI, cloud, and, you know, ChatGPT are fascinating? You have no idea the multi-trillion dollar gift you've been given in the miracle of the lottery you won by getting this body, this brain, this mind, this stomach, this heart that you have. It's extraordinary. But now it's just like any other great machine. You just have a new operating system or processor or memory. And this is through signal of a quantum being. You're signaling an epigenetic layer to activate the system that you've been blessed with from God. And that's why I didn't like call bullshit when they're like, oh, this patch is from God. I'm like, yeah, everything's from God. But this is actually science now, how to signal the frequencies that heal you or even in a perception protect you. I know that's fascinating to me. Like you can actually be protected because you're tapping into the source. You're not interfering with it. People ask me all the time, I am. Dude, I have athletes that shadow me. This is my favorite thing. Like really good athletes, not even just professionals. I'm talking about the legends. And they're young and they're fast and they're strong and they're tall and they're sleeping in my back seat by 4 o'clock after shadow me. And they're like, how do you have more energy than me? And I'm like, I don't. I just don't interfere with it as much. Your body can handle more energy than mine can, but it doesn't matter because it'll never get there because you interfere with it all day long with your argument with your girlfriend, you know, the negativity and the worry and the resentment and the guilt and the anger and the separation that you have that I only spend minutes in. I have the same. just minutes and moments, you're spending half the day in this bullshit that's wearing you out. So this is a gateway drug that's legal and good for you. And X39, I'm just fascinated by frequency. What does the patch do? I know I mentioned some of the things that's done for me, but if these people here are interested in trying it, what are some of the other things that it activates or signals?
Yeah, you talked about the frequency and protecting you. The X39, X49, when used together, builds a Faraday cage around your body. So we know that we're actually impacted all the time by 5G and chemtrailing and all the kind of crazy stuff that's going on out there. This actually protects you. So that's one of the things that's it's done for me as well. I'm energetically attacked because a lot of the information I put out, you know, helps humanity, as you can imagine. I'm here because God wanted me to come back and help humanity. So, you know, I get attacked. I've been helicopters fly next to me, heart attack machine on me, all kind of crazy stuff. But, you know, energetic where I'm like energetically hit and I'm crawling across the floor. It's to get to the bathroom, to get grounded. So it's a lot of us that do this work, sharing information, like I do, social media is massive. And I've had YouTube channels that have been tremendous because I've been sharing this information. Boom, taken down, boom, taken down, boom, taken down. So, getting this kind of information out there is extremely valuable. I like this information because it's the most, I think everybody in the world could use this, even the unborn, you know, so it is unbelievable. I'm like you. I want to share with as many people as possible. I want to get this message out. But there's some restrictions sometimes. So we have to talk around stuff. There was time, you know, in 2021 where they're bringing out all this stuff that was locking us down. I was talking about that. And, you know, I got hammered because, you know, they don't want you to have the truth. Now, the truth is frequency, like we're talking about. If you can use these frequencies, like I've done, energy patches, energy enhancement, energy drinks, you know, I love your drink. Very good. And so you make, it's on your box, made with love. Analecan. So, you know, the food, made with love. The energy patch, made with love. And there's also other things like the X49 will help your bone structure. We have a lot of women, older women. I mean, what is old now? You know, it's like teenagers fall down and break their bones now because of all the crazy stuff that's going in our foods and stuff. So it will help your bones get stronger. We've had a lot of elderly women that have fallen after using X49 for years. No broken bones, whereas normally they would be like all broke up and probably not going to survive. So it'll help the heart, circulation system. It seems like a lot of people are having heart issues these days, probably from big pharma stuff. I don't know, but it's basically helping a lot of people with that. Some people have, you know, turned that around. So many, many different things. Energy, sleep. I use a sleep patch at night that helps me sleep deeper. And there's one for hormones. It keeps my hormone level high. About 5 years ago, I did a bodybuilding contest and won it. And then, you know, we got locked down. So if you're on the cutting edge of your building your body, anyone that's in, you know, sports and so forth, high level, if you take a little bit of time off, you're gone, you know? And it was like that for me. You know, I was like 60 years old. I'm like, geez, this is crazy. But, you know, did what I could. And then when I started to build back up last year, during the time I did the 60-year-old, you know, bodybuilding concept, I did 1,000-pound leg press, which is the most I'd ever done in my life at 60. Even when I was like a young stud as a SEAL, you know, I didn't have that kind of leg strength. So that all went away. And then I started using the patches. And last year I did 1,100 pounds at 64. I mean, who does that? You know, it's crazy. So good stuff.
I'm glad that we could have a conversation to elevate the awareness to what even people that experience it don't believe it. And then they question it. And then they worry about people thinking they're crazy, which was a big part of my own journey and transformation, is most of the things I believe today, I thought was crazy. And today I have no problem sharing crazy. It's cool to me because it works. And if it doesn't hurt you, try it. And if it resonates with you, try it. If you want to learn more about LifeWave or frequency, I know the team's here to help understand how we activate the signal, our best self by ourselves, to the protection, promotion, love and perfection from God, from the frequency of 528. And it's a powerful frequency. I pray for people's happiness all the time that are attacking me. I pray and love them. As Gandhi, who's my favorite warrior of all time, probably the most successful military person in history is Gandhi. He overthrew the entire British Empire through love, through a frequency. Go study history. The most powerful empire of our time, modern day time, Gandhi's the one that overthrew it. Never even raised his hand once or his voice. He just used the frequency of love. He got what Einstein was trying to teach far before. And I want you guys to understand why I have drinks that are made with love, food that's made with love, and people that are made with love in our neighborhood. Because it's a higher frequency, and my frequency is my neighborhood. And that's why you're all attracted. Some of you don't even know why you're here, but I know why. You got to call it to be here, because you're on my frequency. Now, there's a video, a feature, a quote. You can't help yourself. It's just like the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. And I want to thank not only all of you for coming, but what an incredible opportunity, not only to have the Tim stories, the Bucky O'Neills, the Brian Shares, but imagine being able to have Michael Jacob here for you. Thank you so much for joining me on the Playbook.